This is the Image and Glory Conference 2024.
Welcome to a feast of fathoms full of marrow,
of wines on the lees well refined.
We believe you will be blessed by the abundance of grace to be administered through God's word.
Stay blessed.
Amen. 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 This morning I just have the work of John the Baptist to do. Just a short and believing God for a short and a quick one this morning. Pastor had labored so much, even in the pre-conference, to bring a whole lot of understanding to. And this morning, I was telling him yesterday, I said, I thank God that on Sunday that there has been a whole lot of things that has been going on in my, a whole lot of understanding that have been opened up. But that on Sunday, I was able to put some things that all I'm just going to do is just to pick things, all the things you said, tie them up together, and just bring the work to God's people. That there's also, it was a lot of, I don't know, many of you, there was a lot of warfare, you know, that yesterday, but we thank God for victory in the spirit. So I believe that, you know, unlike some of the tongues that are here today, it's not just only for us that are here. It's even for the city. Amen. You know, I think yesterday morning, before the meeting started, and I was praying just to prepare my heart, and I found myself praying for the city. And I was praying, and I was that same prayer I was praying, that the Lord will grant victory. The Lord will grant access. You know, I just found myself praying for the city, that, you know, that God will send ministering spirits, even though they come to bring things pertaining to salvation to us, but at the same time also, they are coming to open the gate of this city. So I believe that the gate of this city has been opened. Amen. To the word of righteousness. Amen. So we are going to start seeing, you know, I believe God granted us some access in the spirit yesterday. So I believe that, you see, this word of the kingdom has to be preached to. How many of you believe? There are a lot of nonsense out there. You know, that people live in a lot of deception, lie, and they use their entire life chasing shadows and vanity. So this gospel of the kingdom, so it's not because of City Gate Church, it's because of God's people. God's people really need to know what is God's intention for them. And I believe it is part of God's love for us. Say, part of God's love for us. And so many of you need to wake up every day and thank the Lord that the Lord has granted you the opportunity to hear this kind of words. He has given you the privilege not to be in darkness, but to be hearing the words that is able to bring salvation and bring us into the original intent that the Lord has for us. You know, Pastor was saying something yesterday. I was talking about truth. You see, that God had a plan in mind when he created man. You know, the thought of man, you know, like Pastor, I think was last Sunday. And Pastor was saying something. He said, the thought of man is eternal. As in, God's thought concerning man is eternal. You know, we talked about the everlasting God being the creator. But when it comes to man, the issue of man is something that was battered in eternity. That in fact, the only reason why creation came into being is because of man. How many of you believe that? The only reason why creation came into existence was because of what? Because of man. And God had a picture of the kind of man he wants. So if you are able in your lifetime to become that kind of man that the Lord had in mind from eternity, then see that kind of man that God had in mind from eternity, that is the true man. Any man that if we never reach that standard, if we don't attain to that standard, we have not come into the true man. So there is an original picture of man in the mind of God from eternity. And you see, everything, the whole journey from salvation, all things we've been hearing, is to bring man to that place where he can be all that the Lord had in mind concerning man from eternity. Say amen. Amen. So that's why the whole issue about salvation is not just about going to heaven. You can go to heaven not being that true man. No, like I said, that true man. Just imagine, you know, I want you to have a very imagine. Just imagine in eternity, before time came to pass, from eternity, God wanted man.
And because of that, that project of man, and there was something God was thinking. When he was thinking man, there was a picture God had in mind. That picture is the true picture of man. Everything we know now, the world we see now, is not the true picture of man. But there's a true picture of man in God from eternity. And that is what where God wants to bring you. And you see, you know, when you say you have made it, for you to make it in this life, the true making in this life is that your days of sojourn on this earth, you are able to achieve and get to that state of a true man. Say amen. Amen. So that is our pursuit. Tell them, say that is our pursuit. And you see that, and it is the Father's love. Say the Father's love. It's the Father's love that is driving this thing, driving us, ensuring that we come into that place. And you know, there are so many things. You know, there are so many versions of man. There was a version of man, even, you know, that the version of man that we saw in the Garden of Eden was not even the true version, was not the true man that God had in eternity. That version of man, Adam, that you saw in the Garden of Eden was supposed to journey. Still learn God until he comes to a place of that true man. So when you think about true man, is that man? If there's anything like that, is that picture that the Lord had that spurred him to come into creation? Because God would have remained forever in eternity if not because of what man. Say man, and that was why the psalmist said, "What is man? That your mind is so full of him and the Son of Man that thou what visitest him." So it is a Father's love. Hey, I can't hear you say Father's love. Father's love. I can't hear you say Father's love. Father's love. So the desire of the Father is to have a people that would eventually become that which he originally had in mind. Currently, most when God sees, you know, when you see all these people that do all manner of things, that is not what God had in mind. There is a version. Right time I said there is a version of me, the original me, gone in God. Why did I say the original me, gone in God from eternity? And I believe that this meeting is going to be a meeting in which God will be painting that picture to us. Amen. The picture of eternity. Amen. You know, that is where we can truly get the picture of who man ought to be. You know, like the scripture said, "Don't yet appear what we shall be." Say, but then when we see him face, we will see him what as it. That is when you will realize your true picture. You know, now you say, "Oh, you don't know me. This is me." We don't know you. Your true you, the true you, go according to the eternal version of you, we don't yet know it, but we shall be revealed. Amen. Hey, I can hear you say, "It shall be revealed." Say, "It shall be revealed." So that picture, you see, that picture of man that we see is actually the Son of God. And so it is the Lord's desire that he should make sons. Sons that bear his image fully. To an extent, man has his image, but no, there is a full version. Say a full version.
A full version,
a complete version. And so it is the Lord's desire to raise sons. Say raise sons. So the eternal counsel, and you know, this eternal counsel of God to raise sons, to raise man that will bear his image to the fullest, was first accomplished in a man. Say in a man. Say in a man. There is a man that walked this earth and accomplished that eternal counsel of God. And that man is who? Jesus Christ. So that is why he's the firstborn among what? Many sons. Are you following me? Yes, I'm going to be doing a whole lot of foundation because I know we have a whole lot of people, you know, coming for the first time. So we're going to be doing a whole lot of bringing to your remembrance, you know, doing some kind of basic, I'm not, say amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Ephesians 1, 3 to 5, just to brush our mind. Ephesians 3 from verse 1, "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him." Can you see? Before what? the foundation, before the world was created, he had us in mind. That we should be what? Holy and what? Without blame before him in love. Verse 5. Having predestined us to what? Hey, to what? Adoption as what? Sons. So that is your destiny. Say that is your destiny. So I say, oh, I want to know my destiny. Your destiny. Your destiny, as prescribed before the foundations of the earth, is to become what? A son. Just like Jesus. Predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to what? Good pleasure of his will. Say good pleasure of his will. So according to his good pleasure, so that is God's good pleasure. What brings pleasure? What brings full satisfaction to God concerning a man is if a man, he said, if a man can come to a place where he becomes a son that bears his full nature. So when you talk about the seal of the Father, you know, like I have said, you know, Pastor said it yesterday, is those are people that, you know, you don't seal, do you, if you have a bottle, do you seal something that is not full? Do you see something that is not full? It's not, when you put a seal, so if for example, when you buy Coke, you see that it is corked. It is sealed. Why is it sealed? It has gotten to the peak. You know, that means that it's enough. You're not, you should not add to it, and you should not remove from it. That is the standard. Say the standard. So when they get that, what do? They seal it, and then they want to market it. The same thing with drugs. You see things, when things have come to their perfect state, what do? They seal it. So the same thing also. To have the Father seal means that you have come to a place where the Son, the full nature of the Son has been, you know, developed in us. Then what now comes? The seal word of the Father. And this is what brings good pleasure to him. Say good pleasure. So he said, well, chosen us as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Give me verse 11. I just want you to see the eternal counsel of God concerning you. This is God's thoughts concerning you. In him also, we have obtained an inheritance. Being what? Predestined. Can you see this word? Pre-what? Destined. According to the word? Purpose of him who works all things. According to what? The counsel of his will. So God has a counsel concerning you. You did not just exist because your daddy and your mommy slept with each other. Then God has a counsel. There was something in the mind of God concerning you. And as far as what that thing is, he wants to bring you to the place of adoption as sons, coming into the fullness where you bear the full image of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's look at Ephesians 3 verse 11. According to the eternal word purpose. Say eternal purpose. So God has an eternal purpose concerning man. So he say, I want to know my purpose. No, you don't need to know. You don't have any purpose. You don't have any purpose. The reason why you exist, it is because of God's eternal purpose. So what you should discover is what? The Lord's eternal purpose for you. That is what you need. All these purpose, my purpose. Who is the best person that knows the purpose of something? Is it not the manufacturer? Yes. So yes, I want to discover my. How can you discover it? How do you want to discover it? You need to discover the eternal purpose, the reason why the Lord brought you on earth, the reason why he created man. Say eternal purpose. And he said there was this eternal purpose. The first time it was accomplished in a man. Say accomplished in a man. Accomplished in a man. Say accomplished in a man. God was successful to accomplish this eternal purpose in a man. Say a man. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ was not a spirit? Jesus Christ went to the toilet just like you go to the toilet. He had parents that spanked his bum when he did something that was wrong. Said the God, he was a God, he was a man, Jesus. So he walked on this earth, and he was the first person that walked on this earth. That the eternal counsel, that counsel that was in the heart of the Father, go, in the heart of God from eternity, that made them
come into everlasting creation. There was a man that walked on the earth and he fulfilled that eternal counsel. That is why it was said that he is the author of what? Eternal salvation. Can you see eternal? Say eternal. Hey, I can't hear you. Say eternal. May we see the eternal in this conference.
You see, many of us, what we see is just what is limited here. Everything that fills our hearts, that fills our thoughts, that makes us cry, that makes us feel sad, that makes us feel happy, are things on this. And that was what Pastor was trying to deal with yesterday. You know, one of the things God told me yesterday in this conference, said, I'm going to give the world a blow. Yeah. I didn't hear your amen. Yeah. You see, one of the things that have limited God's people, that does not make us see the eternal counsel. It is this world. Say this present world. Hey, I can't hear you. Say this present world. I beg, don't ever for you the world you. This world blindfolds people from seeing the eternal counsel of God. That is why this eternal purpose, eternal counsel of God, has to be preached over and over again until every veil that blocks our understanding from seeing into the eternal counsel of God is removed. Because see, if you don't see it, you can't have it. What did I say? You can't have it. If you don't see it, you can't chase it. The only reason why people can chase and they want to be rich in this world, I mean rich, billionaire, have plenty of money, is because they have seen people that have plenty of money, how they live, and they like it. You don't understand how to say. People have seen how people that are poor, how they suffer, and people don't want that. So you see people, all the tirakita, everything, all the labor under the sun is just for one thing. Ah, I must not be poor. I must be. It's because they have seen something. Say they have seen something. So what we see actually determines how we live. So if we don't see this eternal purpose of God, to have a people that will bear his name and that will be sealed, there is no way, it will not change our manner of life here. So according to the eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. And you know what? God doesn't want to stop that accomplishment in Jesus. He wants that same thing that he accomplished in Jesus to be accomplished in you and I. What did I say? Yes, he doesn't want it to just be limited to Jesus. God wants to see those things also. What accomplished in us. Let's look at 1 John 3:1. It said, what behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. That we should be what? Called the sons of God. I like the King James, the sons of God. So there is a manner of love. Say a manner of love. Say a manner of love. There is a manner of love that we should, not that you are already. Can you see? We what? We should. Say should. Should means that it is something that is what? Futuristic. How many of you agree with me? How many of you at least did English? Should does not mean that it has been done. It is what? Something that you are supposed to come into. That we should be what? Called. This called can also be termed as named. Say name. That we should be named what? The sons of God. Can you link this up with what we read in Ephesians 1? The eternal counsel of God is for what? Adoption of sons. And this scripture is not telling us that there is a manner of love that makes people to come to a place where they can become, where they can bear the name, where they can bear the full nature of God and be called what? Sons of God. Say sons of God. So you can say, am I a son of God? Yes. You are. But you know, function and in terms of function, but we don't know if you talk about seal. If in a bottle of Coke you put 5 mils, there is still Coke there. It's still not Coke. Is this Coke or is not Coke? But you know, you're in that, inside that bottle, you have 5 mils of Coke. You have here, and you have... We have air, and you have space in that bottle. But where they are taking you to is to come into what? That bottle gets filled up, and then it gets what? Sealed. Amen. So what some of us do is that which happened to us at the first part, we feel that it's just all of it. We don't know that it is just the beginning of a journey. Say it's just the beginning of a journey. I can't hear you. Say it's just the beginning of a journey. So they say, turn on yesterday, behold. And you see, I like that word. Say, behold. It is something that we need to, it is an understanding. It is something that we must begin to perceive. It is a perception. You know that behold is different from look. It's different from see. How many of you know that beholding is different from just seeing? Beholding is it's coming into in-depth what understand. You can see in First John chapter 1. Say, can you give me First John chapter 1? Say, that which we have what? That which was from the beginning. Which we have what? Heard. Which we have what? Seen with our eyes. It did not just only see the eyes. Which we have what? Looked upon. Say, look upon. That looking upon is another level of comprehension, of understanding. And our hands have now what? Handled. Of what? The word of life. So when you say, behold, what manner? He say, come to a place of understanding. So there is a kind, there is a manner. The Father has his own manner of love. That when that manner of love is administrated to you, it brings you into a place where you are, where you become what? The sons of God. Say the sons of God. And I believe that those are some of the things that the Lord wants to do to us in this meeting. God will be administrating things to us. He will be speaking. And you see, one way they name people with mouth. Say mouth. I can't hear you. Say mouth. Can you give me Isaiah 62 verse 2? And the Gentiles shall see the righteousness, shall see your righteousness and all kings of glory. You shall be what? Called by a new name. Which word? The mouth of the Lord will name. So the way we come into naming, the way we come into being sons of God, it's a process. Say a process. It is a naming process. And it comes by the things that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Can we look at Ephesians chapter 3, I think verse 6, when he said, the Father of glory, in whom the families in heaven. Let's start from verse 14. I just wanted to see something here. So for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom what? The whole family in heaven and earth what? Is named. So one of the things the Father wants to do is to name us. Say, name us. And naming is giving us his nature, giving us his attributes. So when the Lord is, and those things comes by speakings, by administrations of things concerning him that he brings to us, those are the things that brings us to that place where we are, where we can bear his name. When you say bear his name, it means you are bearing his nature. Those people that were sealed, those 144,000 that were sealed with the Father's name, they had his nature. He said his name was what? Written on. It's not as if they took their forehead and wrote it. They had his nature. Something was already inscribed in them. Say inscribed in them. Something was already inscribed in them. So we need to understand this. We need to understand this eternal counsel, this depth of God's love for us. So even in our salvation experience, there are different expressions of God's love. But there is a manner of God's love that can bring a soul to a place of what? Sonship. Say a place of sonship. So I'm saying, I said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it does not do what? Know him. So we cannot comprehend this. You know, like Pastor was saying yesterday, you cannot comprehend this Father's love. You cannot relate with it if they have not dealt with the world. In fact, if they show you that kind of love, you will say it is Satan. You will say what? You will say it is Satan. That is when the Father begins to deal with us as sons. Can you give me Hebrews? So there is a way that the Father deals with the Son. Said, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art what? Rebuked of him. Let's go on. For whom the Lord loves, he what? Chastens. And scourges what? Every son whom he leaves. You know, many times when we think about God's love, is the pampering aspect that we think about. We don't think about, you know, this scourging that he's saying, for the Lord to receive someone as a son, there's a level of scourging that comes from it. What is this scourging? It's scourging away darkness. Things that are not his nature. For whom the Lord loves, he what? Can you read it? For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he what? Receives. He said, if you now endure, so that means the Lord can bring that manner of love to you and you might not be able to receive it. So now said, if you endure chastening, God does what? Deals with you as we. So there are some people that you are children of God, but he doesn't deal with you as sons. If you are a worldly believer, the Lord cannot deal with you. You are his child, but he cannot deal with you as what? His son. Because the world, you see, the world does not want us. The world is like a dampening effect. It doesn't make us see the eternal counsel of God at all. It just wants you, everything about you, to just end in this place. You know the whole thing the pastor described yesterday? Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, which he called wickedness, ungodliness. Those things, one of the things he does is that he blinds, he makes you dumb. You won't be able to perceive God's eternal counsel. And you see, when you love the world, the love of the Father and the love of the world are what? They are not mutually compatible. What did I say? The love of the world and the love of the Father are what? Not mutually compatible. So when you have the love of this world, what was the pastor was describing yesterday? Let's look at it. He said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is what? Not in him. So you cannot express that manner of love that we are talking about in 1 John 3:1 that makes you sons, that makes God to receive you, that makes God to deal with you as sons. You know, we all have different relationships, but some people, the way you relate with them, you know, imagine maybe your colleague drops their children in your house and say, I'm going on vacation for 2 months. Help me take care of my children. And you also have your own children. You know, there's a way you will treat your own children. You can give them bad boys anyhow because they are what? Your own children. But not those ones. There's still a way they are visitors. It's the same way with God. The way God relates with us is different. For some people, it is just pampering. You just have to. So, you know, like all those children now, so if they'll say, you want to watch TV, you indulge them. Maybe they're just going to watch and they will go. But your children, if it's your children, say, have you? I don't, even your children can start feeling some and believe, is it that my mommy hates me? It's not that your mommy hates you. It's dealing with you as what? Sons. She said, no, mommy. So some of them, when we feel somehow, say, you see some believers, it's like everything about their life is rosy and cozy. They're just riding upon the mountains. I'm seated in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Nothing is chasing me and I'm not chasing anything. And then you, it's always one fair. There was always nature, one nature you have to find. There was always one thing you have to pursue. There's no, is it not the same Christianity we are doing? Say different dealings. I can't hear you say different dealings. And you see, there are different dealings in God. That is why we must desire that the Lord should deal with us as sons. So a believer, you can be a believer and never experience the dealing of the Father with you as a son. Can we quickly look at Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son? You know, during that period when Pastor was preaching, one of those days I was praying in the morning and I just saw something about the prodigal son. How many of you know the story of prodigal son from Bible, you know, from Sunday school? They've always talked to us about the prodigal son. So you all know the story of the prodigal son.
Then the prodigal, two sons came and said, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me, my own inheritance. So he divided to them his livelihood. So notice what he divided to them, his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Verse 14. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Verse 15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. Of course, because of time, we all know the story. Then after a while, he came back to his senses. Oh, yeah, my father, I'm with my father. Even the servants in my father's house, they still have enough to eat. Let me go back to my father. I'm sure he will take me. Can you take me to that particular point so that we don't spend so much time? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Verse 21, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Verse 20, but the father said to his son, bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Verse, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it and let us eat and be merry. Let us throw a party. Say a party. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to what? Marry. Now his older son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and he heard dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come. And because your father has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was hungry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandments at any time. So he has kept commandments. And yet, you never gave me a young goat, not to talk of fatted calf, that I might do what? Say, make merry. Oh, say make merry. That I can make merry with my friends. Verse 30. But as soon as this son of yours, who has devoured your livelihood with allots, you killed the fatted calf for him. See how the father is. Can you see two different kinds of dealings? Can you see two different kinds of dealings? And he said to him, son, say son. You are always with me, and all that I have is yours. So what did he give that son that went to spoil everything? Have you asked yourself? It was not inheritance. Say not inheritance. Because at first he said they shared the livelihood, he gave, now one went to spoil his own. I'm sorry, and I said, son, you are always, say with me. Can you read with John chapter 17? Said, I in you, and you in me. Said, all that I have is what? Yours. Said, and the Holy Spirit take all that is mine. And what? Make it thine. Now when Jesus was talking about being, he said, all that the Father has, he has given me. That is how they make sons. That is how they glorify the Lord. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and let all that is within me, that all that is within me is the hall of God. Those are the souls that can bless the Lord. Those are the souls that can praise God. So this son was the one serving, was the one praising the Lord. Said, all that I have is yours. Said, you are always with me. Everything that I have is with you. You have lent me. What I gave him were just, you have my ways. You have my inheritance. Though I'm throwing a party for him, don't look at the party. Look at what you are. I am your inheritance. And your exceedingly great reward. So I was throwing a party for him. So some of us are like that. You see people that have miracles and power. The Father is throwing party for them. I say, me, I have been serving God. Me, see, any miracle can come in. They give a prophecy. Say, all that I have. He's talking about his ways, his nature, his things. So many times he focus on the party. Everybody likes the party. You like the jamboree. But the Father was saying that, see, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands. He's the same thing. So Friday.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm giving you sight. I'm giving you understanding. I'm giving you understanding to appreciate my dealing with you. I'm giving you understanding. I'm preparing you to begin a dealing with you. I'm preparing you to begin a kind of dealing that is a dealing of my nature, that is a dealing for my nature, that is a dealing of love. I am a being of love. I am a being of love, saith the Lord, but it's not all I can show this dimension of love to. It's not all I can show this dimension of love to. Oh, because it will be misinterpreted. Yes. It will be misinterpreted because they lack understanding, because they lack judgment. But I'm preparing your heart with light. I'm preparing your heart with understanding so that I can unveil this nature. I can unveil this aspect of myself to you. Oh, I want you to bear my nature. I want you to carry my person. I want you to carry my nature. I want to bless you with myself. I want to bless you with myself. I need you to have an understanding so that you will not compare yourself with those that I'm not even dealing with them in that manner. So that you will not compare yourself. So that you will not compare yourself. So that you will not compare yourself and go lesser than what I've measured for you. I brought you here is deliberate. I brought you here is deliberate. Because I have a plan to bless you with my nature. To bless you with my nature. So take this understanding before I initiate that love. Oh, take this understanding before I initiate that dealing that comes out of love. Take this understanding before I initiate that chastisement so that you will know it's not hatred, but it is a deep love. It is a love that unveils my nature. It is a love that communicates my person. Yes, I want to begin it with you. So receive this understanding and be prepared. See you the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So it is when the Lord grants us. So when the Lord is communicating things that pertains to him to us, that is the Father showing us that is a manner of love. So we can see two different manner of love in this story. Everybody, the party is very attractive. Say it's very attractive. Imagine robe, ring, fatted calf, fisty. All of those things were not what inheritance. There's another, Say another dealing. So what I just want you to say that there is God inside the Father. There are many dealings of love. So now you go determine the one where you want. Is it a party dealing you want? Or being with him
and him be your inheritance. And that is why some of this, God is using all of these platforms to speak to us so that we can cite these things from afar. This eternal counsel of God, this eternal counsel of God is to deal with us as sons, sons that bears his full image, that can actually bear his glory, that he can seal with his name. But you see, like I said, it is the world that does not make us see those things. The world is a veil that veils that thing away from us. So this morning I woke up and I was thanking God. I looked at my journey and I was thanking God. What was I thanking the Lord for? I grew up in a CAC family. And you see, when we grew up, all we knew then was that the fear was not even heaven. The fear was hell. Say hellfire. Hellfire. We did not want to go to hellfire. And so, in a party. So you want to escape a party by fire, by force. That was like more of the understanding that was. So if now even go a bit better, if you progress, you know, in that understanding, one of the things that you would also, that you would also begin to desire was power. Say power. Power. Power to want to do miracles. Say miracles. You want God to use you. You want to do power. You can heal people. Sights, people's eyes are opened. Yeah, people can walk. You know, there's a lot of power. So there was a time that basic Christian, you don't want to go to hellfire. You take it a step further. You want to be used of God. You want power. Say power.
Power.
Power to do miracles and be used of God. And it was like that. And the best of it, you go to heaven. When you get to heaven, all the souls you've won, all the miracles you've won, when you get to heaven like this, your street, your mansion in heaven, street of gold, crown, or your crown, so all the souls you've won, the number of crown your head, That was the vision. That was the pursuit. That was the hope that was spread to us. To me, I even still prefer that one. To the version we have today. The version that does not even, people are not even conscious that there is anything called heaven. So people don't even want to do miracles. All they want to do is to make it. Say make it.
Make it.
Want to make it on earth. Live a good life. Have a wonderful family. You and your wife. Your chemistry is going on smoothly. Romance is in the house. You are doing well. Your business is doing well. You are going on vacation. You are living well. And ministries have been raised that all, everything, Sunday, weekly, everything, all they proclaim is this. And so people cannot see beyond that. So when people come, we have programs, when people come for programs, people's prayer point is not to know Jesus. All they want is they have their own, Jesus is just a means to achieve their own purpose. And so they cannot see, so at best, after we've, you know, like Pastor said yesterday, after we have gained the heads, you now put just on a topping, and we also gain heaven. You know, just a small topping. You know those cupcakes? And now put one small tashere currant on top, too. But the major cake, is to gain the heads. It should be something that we're going to take all the seven mountains of this world. And they say, yeah! That is their own definition of sonship. So, somehow, what I'm trying to say, that eternal counsel, you can run your entire lifetime, and that eternal counsel is hidden from you. And you don't even have a picture of it. The issue of God dealing with you as sons, coming into the original reason why God made you. And so it is blind. It's like they are blindfolded. Like I said, the pastor said yesterday, it is the world that blindfolds us. Just didn't just make us see those things. So you can. So we have a whole lot of ministries currently that all they are peddling is this world. They peddle the world for you. How to have a life here. The soul that is supposed to be untied for the world, they tie it more down with the messages. So you enter into a church, and when you enter the church, you live more with vain thoughts than when you entered. That must make it say. And when you say, I must make it, listen to me. When you say, I must make it, you are not, you're making it. It's not making it. In terms of what God has designed for you. See, making it. So I prayed the prayer when we're doing, because I said, God, if my prayer is that, God, I want to make it. What I mean make is that, make that thing that is in your eternal counsel. That is what it means for a man to be successful. For you to say that I'm successful on this earth, at the end of your sojourn on earth, when they bring the picture, that eternal picture of who a man should be in God, and they bring out what you attained in your soul, it matches. Then you are what? Successful on earth. So you say, that man is successful on earth. Uh-uh. Did he attain what was predestined before the foundations of the earth? That is why the Lord is bringing all these messages in this season, to even make us to begin to see. Because our eyes are full of so much vanity. You know, David prayed, he said, turn my eyes away from worthless things and quicken me what? In thy way. You cannot be quick in the way, in the things of God, in the ways of God, if you have not turned your eyes away from vain things. There is no vanity on this earth to life to expire your lifetime. You know, like Pastor was saying yesterday, I was making jazz. It was one day my daughter woke up and said, she started off going to school. I said, school. I said, that day at 18 months that we put bag on your back and we said, we are enrolling you in school. I said, your trouble of reading has started. It's the truth. I said, it has started. I said, that's how life is. I said, it is for one thing. So if you say, so at one time it was common entrance. That was the Hercules task. Well, at one time it was, can you remember there was a time that GC was your headache? At a time it was what? Jump. Some of you that started working now, there was a time it was one mass 101. See, there's always issues. And so you can spend your entire lifetime. There are issues. That is why God, there must be something. And you know that something is the preaching of the hope of salvation. Hallelujah. That must turn your eyes. Not that those things will not exist, but lifts your eyes above those things to begin to see the eternal counsel. And that was why Paul had to pray for them, the Ephesians church. And having heard of your faith and your love, you're going to pray for them that their eyes of understanding may be better, that they might know the hope, not of their calling. Of what? His calling. Say his calling. The expectation of God over you. You know, this world has expectation over us. Your parents have expectation over you. Even you yourself, you have expectation over yourself. But I want to tell you this morning, God has an expectation over you. And that is the reason why you are here. Tell me, say that's the reason why you are here. There's an eternal expectation over you. Eternity is banking on your soul. That in your lifetime, the few years they give you, either 80, 70, 60, 40, 30, it is a gift that you can sow that seed to reap all that the Lord has predestined for you. And this is the Father's love for us, to bring us to that place. And so, one of the things I believe God will be doing in this meeting, I've been praying to God, is that our eyes will be opened. To see that, I've been praying, say, God, let me see into eternity. Let me see beyond the present. There is something, there is an eternal counsel. Let me see into those things. Those are the things that will break us free from this present world. So that, because like I said, what you don't see, you cannot become. If I tell you that I want you to become, let me just cook one word. I want you to be a geographica. You cannot become it because you don't know what it is. But you say, I want you to become the president. You know what it means to be the president of a nation. So you can give yourself to it. So that is why we must know these things. What the Lord wants us to be. What does it mean to be sealed by the Father's name? They must preach that hope to us. And then as they preach, our eyes are open. Then we can begin to generate faith. That's what he said. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. So you cannot generate that faith to begin to believe God for those things. And let me tell you something. It is a journey. Like I told you, I started as a CAC girl, afraid of air. I pray every day, God, I don't want to go to hell fire. I don't want to go to hell fire. I don't want to go to hell fire. Graduated to a person, say, these people that God is using, they don't have 2 years. God, use me for your glory. Use me. Power. I pray for power. I fast and pray for power. And then that, for a while, that was my prayer point. God, use me. I want you to use me. Lord, use me. Anoint me. Anoint me in power. I want to heal the sick. I want to heal the lame. I want to preach your gospel to people, that people can be saved for your kingdom. And God will look at it. Then, after that, I journeyed. I got to school. And I began to hear that God is not interested in you serving him. God is interested in you. That God is more interested in me than in the service. I say, God is more interested in me. That God wants to first work in me. That you can do all the service. And at the end of the day, God will say that I do not know. So that was it was when I got to campus, I saw that scripture for the first time. It was like a shocker of my life. That so I can do. Me that I've been praying for bitty 3 days, praying for power. God, Ketrin Kuma, she did not have 2 words. You must use me for your glory. Use me. I lay my life for you anywhere. You want to take me, take me, use me, anoint me. Then I got to school. Then I saw this scripture. Many will say, and I found out that it's not even small. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your way, and done many wonders? Is it not this wonder I'm praying that God, you use me to do wonder? And then God will now tell me that day, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. You will practice lawlessness. Oh, mother was a shocker of my life. I said, hey. So you can use me and dump me. Say, God, will you use me, ma? Don't even bother using me. You know what? Let it, don't use me, but make sure that when I see you, you don't tell me that I should depart from you. Say, God, that one is better than being used and dumped. So that brought out another pursuit. So at one time, I was just, that was just, oh, God, work in me. I want to know you. I never knew you. Okay, God, I want to know you. So I can do wonders and still not know you. God, I want to know you. 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 Prayed that one for a while. What I'm trying to tell you is that at one point, even this heaven thing, so that means that my destination, another shocker, is that my destination is not even evil. That my destination is a person. That if God changed location and decided not to stay in heaven again, you still want to go to heaven. They say, that's all my inheritance should be God. So wherever God is, God, as long as I inherit God, I will be where I'm supposed to be. That thing worried me, when they said your destination is not heaven. If you say that thing worried me, say heaven that right from the time I was born, I've been that God, I don't want to go to hellfire. I want to go to heaven. Say journey. So the understanding started coming gradually. There was a time, even in this one, the far I could see was the 144,000 on the mount. Because I began to find out that even the 144, they now need to learn another song. Say journey. What am I trying to paint to us is that there is an eternal counsel of God for man. And our lifetime must be used, to come to that point. If you don't get to that, then your life on earth has not been what? Successful. And so all the teachings that are coming, all the messages that are coming, they are to paint that picture to us so that we can have faith to begin to hope for these things. so that we can begin to do what? Journey. You know, like I said, you know, we have a lot of new people that are coming for the first, because you're going to be hearing a lot of strange things. Please, don't be afraid. Don't think you are hearing heresy. It might not be what your daddy Gio at home is preaching. Yes, sir. It happened to me. I said, the person that told me that preacher I showed you, that you don't have to be, what you should be paying for is not God to use you. I looked at him, I said, oh, near 19 to Pastor Minile. He was one of our brothers in campus fellowship. I said, my daddy Joe doesn't say these things. But it was like a revolution of understanding. He said, so I need to know the Lord. So you can do all these miracles. Many of us have a lot of campus people. For 18 hours of prayer, preaching campus, you know, it is good though. But you see, if it doesn't bring you to that eternal counsel, or more, now waste of time. What did I say? Waste of time. If you don't get this father seal, it is what? A waste of time. And so I believe that in this meeting, God will be reshaping our mindset. It will be redefining pursuits to us. It will be making us to see the eternal counsel of God. And you see, for some of you, God will be setting you on a new journey. Say a new journey. I can't hear you. Say a new journey. A new pursuit entirely. You are signing off for a marathon race. Marathon race into eternity. That's Friday.
Thank you, Lord. I'm bringing light and I'm shining light on that part. I'm shining light, I'm making it clear. I'm shining light on the parts that have been hidden, the parts that have been covered, a part that have been covered by veils even of this world, a part that have been covered by debris of this world. I'm uncovering it again. I'm shining light for you to see. I want you to journey, amen. But you need to see before you journey. Amen. I'm painting the hope for you to journey. That's for your lifetime. Amen. That is what you should use your lifetime for.
Yes.
Oh, for many hearing you, you have opportunity. You are blessed hearing this at this your prime age. You are blessed hearing this at this your prime age. Make the decision as you're sitting down to journey on this part. That's why I'm making it clear for you to decide. Decide, and I will give you grace. Decide, and I will help you. Amen. I want you to decide. I want you to make decision. I want you to, I'm making it clear to bring you for a place of decision. Make decision. Oh, choose life. Choose life. Choose this way. Choose this way. That is the reason why I made you. That is the reason why I created you. That is the reason why you came at this time. Amen. It's for this purpose. It's for this way. It's for this life. It's for this pursuit. So decide to stay on this path. Decide to stay on this path. And you will not regret. You will not regret. Decide to walk on this path. I'm making it clearer to you. Yes, you are seeing it now. You are seeing it now. Then make decision. You are seeing it now. Then decide to stay. Decide to walk. Decide to be committed to this and not to be committed to vanity. Amen. See you, the Lord.
Amen. Can we look at Hebrews chapter 5? We look at from verse 5 to 11. Life, 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 life
Okay. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Verse 6. As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he offered up prayer and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his word, godly fear." Verse 8. Though he was a son. So there was a level of sonship that Jesus had attained. I'm just trying to show us that there are different progression. Though he was a son. So, you know, when we're looking at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, we said, "Behold, what manner." Say manner. So there is a dimension. So there are different manner of love in God. But there is a manner of love in the Father that raises sons. So said, though he was a son. So at this time, Jesus has achieved a level of what? Sonship. He said, but yet, he had to learn what? Obedience. Learning obedience, that means he had to be subjected to another level of training. Say learning.
Learning.
What is learning for? It's for training. Don't go and learn a trade. What does it mean? Be trained in that vocation. So even though he was a son, he had achieved, that is your own Jesus. That's your Savior trying to show you how he also came to a place. You know, we said that Jesus was the first person in whom the Lord did what? Accomplished his eternal purpose. So we need to see the way that thing was accomplished to him. You know, he said, and he became the author of eternal salvation. He said, we are supposed to now follow his steps. So we can see the steps of how Jesus came into full sonship. So at some point in time, he had attained a level of sonship. He said, but yet, he still had to go through another level of training. And what was that manner of training? He said, by the things which he would suffered. Can you link this up with Hebrews 12? And he said that even the Lord deals with you as a son. When God is dealing with you as a son, there is a manner of training. So some of whom the Lord loves his chastening and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with what? Sons. So when the Father wants to give you his name and seal you, there is a manner of dealing. Amen. What did I say?
There is a manner of
say a manner of dealing. So even for Jesus to come to that place, the scripture said they were telling us how he came to that place where he became an high priest. That it was the Father that told him that today I have what? Begotten you. So that Jesus did not just stroll into sonship by confessing it. That, I have been with you from the foundations of the heart. I have been with you from eternity. I am a son. I am a son forever. I have glory with you from the beginning. So I am a son. Jesus had to walk. Jesus had to be trained. He had to go through scourging. Said he learned of wisdom by the things he suffered. Said, having been what? Perfected. Say perfected. So he came to a particular standard. So when he got to that standard in the heart of the Father, he became the author of what? Eternal salvation. To who? All. Who do what? They don't say to all who believe him. So it doesn't say eternal salvation. This is what God had in mind. Originally, God go from eternity. So they're not saying that if you also want to come into that, there is somebody that God himself has accomplished that thing, which we read in Ephesians 1. And there were things he went through. There were dealings. There were different kinds of dealings. So after he had come into a level of sonship, they measured another kind of dealing. What manner of love the Father has bestowed. Grant, you know, they say they bestow something on you, they grant you. So even when God begins to take you through some dealing, my brother and my sister, it is a privilege. Say it is a privilege. When they say,
I bestow on you my property. Is it not a privilege? Ah, you're not, if your father gives an intention, you have bestowed upon this, a property. No, you see, so we don't see God's dealings like that. That is the way God commits his inheritance, his things into us. So we see, even Jesus' his son said, he had to learn obedience to the things he suffered. Then he became what? He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Next verse. Called by God as high priest to the order of what? Melchizedek. Say Jesus. So we see Jesus, he also had to go through that same dealing of coming into fullness, of coming into perfection. So there is a manner, and this is what I'm praying to God for, that God will count us worthy to partake of that manner of love. You know, sometimes some people come and meet me, when they see me the way I'm listening, speak, don't be the way you are greeting me, the way you are greeting me, correct me, deal with me, correct me, just talk to me. I see the way you are talking to this person. Mommy, if I do anything, just correct me. Don't even look at my face, okay? I will just laugh. But I understand. You know, sometimes just have to say, in my head, Amy, deal with you that way, you will collapse. So I also know it also that there are certain things that before you can come to certain those kind of dealing, it is a privilege when we come into that dealing. When God can deal with us as with sons. And we don't see those dealings as God. You know, that was what I said, some people, if God deals with them as sons, they will curse God. Can you remember Job? He said then that he should curse God and die. No, no, that there was an eternal thing hanging on Job. You know that there was an eternal tussle. Satan can say, this Job, you want to reward him. He doesn't serve you for naught. So many times you go through certain things, you don't even know what is happening in the background. Things that God takes us through. The kind of family you were giving birth from. The kind of dealings you are going through. Some people, they don't have to always live by faith. You can't say, and you're very sure you're lying, and you're like, blessed, you don't know. You know, sometimes the way we say, God, can't you see? What do you need for me? No, some say, you know what I say? God, what do you need for? Is it that you cannot see what I'm going through? Say, dealings of God. Say, God, can't you see what these things have been going through? Don't you hear prayer? God, don't look away. God is not blind. Say God is not blind. Say God is not deaf. So God sometimes say manner of love. Hey, say, I don't know if I someone say what manner. May we know that manner of love. So my prayer is that God, what are the dealings I need to get into to come into that place where I can bear your name? Where I can come into fullness and I can be sealed. And I pray that as we stay on this mountain, those veils that do not allow God to deal with us as in the manner of sons, God will take it away. Yes. I've been telling God, I don't want a party. The party is good. How many of you is this party you want? I don't want a party. What I want, God, I want to be with you. All that you have, I want it to be mine. I am content. If you don't throw me a party, if you don't throw me a party of miracles, if you don't throw me a party of signs and wonders, if you don't throw me a party of fame, if you don't throw me a party of, but God, bless me with you. Amen. Let all of you become what? All of me. Amen. That is the great blessing. Can we rise up on our feet this morning? And I want you to pray, just want you to pray a prayer that in this meeting, that the Lord will open your eyes to see. That you will see far. Say, see far. You know, one of the things that helped Abraham. Abraham had all the riches. If Abraham wanted to build a city, he could have built a city. Said, but he saw a city afar off, whose builder and maker was. And because of that, that changed his manner of lifestyle. And he began to live in tents. I want you to know, you see, your lifestyle cannot change. Your pursuits, your tests, all of those kind of, you need to see into these things. I want you to pray that in this meeting, the Lord will open your eyes. Amen. You know, all of we have a lot of people that are coming, you know, they're just hearing this truth. Sometimes you get confused, you don't even know what they're saying. I want you to pray to God that God, let me see into your eternal counsel. That's your eternal purpose. This eternal salvation that they're talking about. Open my eyes to see. I want to see far into your eternal counsel. I want you to see far. I want to know what is the hope of your calling. Your hope of your calling. Cause me to see. Help me to see. Strengthen my eyes to see. Open my eyes. Cause me to behold. Let me see on this mountain. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to see. I want to see far. I want to see far. I want to see far into your heart, into your pleasure, into your desire. Let me hear. Open my ears to hear. Open my eyes to see. Let me know what it means to be sealed by the Father's name. What does it mean for a soul to bear the name of the Father? Lord, what does it mean for a soul to have the Father's seal? What does it mean? What manner of love? Let me know the what in these 7 days. Let me know the what. Let me come into the what. Amen. No, like I said, I'm not. I just want to stir up your heart. I want us to see this scripture. See, I thought they said, and Paul began to pray for the Ephesian church. Those Ephesian church, they were already born again. No, said the head of their faith. And their faith was not only limited. They had faith. They had love unto all saints, and they were doing to a measure. They were doing well. Faith and love. They're working in faith. They had faith. They had love. But he knew that that was not just enough. Then he began to pray to God. He said that the Father of God glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And what were those things? They were broken down. That the heights of your understanding be. It's a continuous process. Say continuous process. So this thing is not, see, for those of you coming from campus, this is not someone understanding you want to take, and then you want to go to campus and go and start one campus fellowship, and they're calling you papa, they're calling you daddy. Daddy what? What are you daddy? That is not what you have come to do. It is a lifetime journey of going into eternity to fulfill the reason why campus. God created you. The reason why God created man. So that you may, the eyes of understanding be enlightened, that you may know what. Like he said, what manner of love? What is the hope of his calling? Can you say that word again? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance? That son did not know the riches of the glory of his inheritance. He thought the party was the main thing. So some of you, you will prefer to be fasting and praying for power, for glory, than for you to pray to come into understanding. You prefer to pray and fast and shake your head and bang your head on the table so that God can anoint you with power than for you to understand, to sit down, grace to sit down and learn of his way and receive word that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Why do you do that? Because you do not know. You don't know what are the words. So that son did not know. He felt the party was the main thing. He saw the robe. He saw the ring. He saw the party. And he felt that that was the inheritance. But the father told him that is not it. But boy, nonsense, distraction. Yeah. It is a measure of God's love, but there is something greater than that. Say, there is something greater. Oh, I can't even say there is something greater. There is something greater than doing ministry. There is something greater than power. Than you and bombarding them, potter. There's something greater than. If you don't become. What God has ordained for you from eternal purpose. Nonsense. You go potato, yeah. God's potato is just a waste of time. You know, some of the things we waste our energy on. Say, labor not for the meat that perish. You know, some of us, you don't even labor for maybe money. Even the religious one. Those are the ones you labor on. Glory that perishes. That does not make you achieve that eternal counsel of God. So that you may know what. So you can see all the what. Knowing all the what. What is the hope of his calling? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, not in God, in you. There are things God wants to work in you. This is Father's seed that we're talking about. This is his name. God wants you to know what it is that needs to be worked inside your soul. You can pray and fast for 18 hours. You can pray. I can pray for 22 hours at a stretch. I can fast for 100 days. Can you love your roommate? Because when they describe God, they did not describe God as a fasting machine. They did not describe God as a prayer machine. They described God as God is love. That by this we know you have passed from death to life. Because you do what? You love the brethren. So when you can walk in love, and you know that love, you know when you're describing that Father's love, he said that be ye perfect, like your heavenly Father is perfect. How did he describe that love? He said, when people curse you, that you should do what? Should bless them. When people, but I said to you, love your enemies. No, it is easy to love people that are not your enemies. You can love people that like you. But so Friday, if you respect me, I love you. But when you disrespect me, it is easy for me to give you King Ben one you do Congo. King Dash, and yet I can pray for 18 hours. And yet I can fast. I can go from one mountain to another. I can go from one conference to the other. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those that hate you. He did not say those that dislike you. He said those that, you know, this person hates you. And you can do good to them. Say, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Say that you may be what? Sons of your Father. Say sons. Those are the signs of sonship. Sonship, campus students. This sign of sonship are these things. It's not how many hours you can pray. It's good to pray. I'm not saying you should not pray. If you don't pray, you cannot work in these things. Some of those things that we feel, ha, sonship. I want to become so. These are the elements. How much can you love? How? Because God is love. How much of the nature of God do you have in you? Say that you may be sons of Father in heaven. Look at him. How will you be sons of Father in heaven? See your Father. What manner of love? See. For he makes his son rise on the evil and on the good. If you are God, you will, the way Russia is treating with Ukraine, you will make sure that they don't have sun, they don't have water. We say that God is not like that. That for you to be sons of your Father, there is something that's been worked in you that can make you be good to those, the evil and the good. He said he sends rain on the just and what? On the unjust. Verse 46. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors, do not the Gentiles, unbelievers, don't they do the same? You rub my back, I rub your back. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? People that are unbelievers, don't they do so? Therefore, you shall be what? Perfect! Just as what? Your Father in heaven is perfect. Say what? The glory of his inheritance. That glory of his inheritance is nature. What inside you? This kind of nature. A carnal man cannot do this. You cannot use flesh to do all these things that I've read. To bless those that curse you. To pray for those that despitefully use you. To do good to the... If you do it one day, after a second day, I swear. But see, when they have worked in you, the riches, what make God do that consistently? You will see somebody, you will see nations, or if it were you, all these Muslim nations that are calling to you just like this, all of them are dead. What is it in God that constrains God, that makes God express his love? So what are the, those are the inheritance in this thing, the nature of God, worked within our soul. So then you can't be faithful. These people already have a level of faith and love, and you can't pray that they can know the what. What is the hope of his calling? What are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance, his nature, his name worked in your soul? Verse 19. And what? Can you see what again? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who what? Who believe. According to the working of his mighty power. What did that power make? Which he worked in Christ. This was a man. A man walked the earth. And the eternal counsel of God was wrought in him. He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above
all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Because he was given a new name. Say a new name. Amen. He had by inheritance received a better name than the angels. So Athenian said, the what? So you must pray to God. See, these 7 days, God, I want to know the what. Let what be revealed to me. What are the inheritance of the glory of your inheritance in me? The hope of your calling, the exceeding greatness of your power that raises a soul from dust to glory, that makes a soul to come to a place of fullness. Help me to know these words. Can you make this your prayer this morning?
I believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website,
www.thecitygatechurch.org.
God to bless you.